In Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 25, we read, "When you come into the land which the Lord your God will give you as he promised, you are to keep this ceremony. Now when it happens that your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' you are to say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, because he passed over the houses of the children of Israel when he struck down the Egyptians, but spared our households.' So the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the children of Israel went out and did it. They did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron." Several years ago, my son and I were visiting my hometown as I officiated, and we shared some music at my grandmother's funeral. In the weeks leading up to that service, of course, I was busy seeing to the details of the trip, but also remembering cherished moments and memories from childhood. And many stories were shared during the service, and I believe that this is what she would have wanted. My grandmother loved our family history, but she also loved our family in the present, seeing not only grandchildren, but also great-grandchildren filling a wide variety of occupations and positions in life. In our text, the Lord is preparing to take Israel out of the land of Egypt. However, before doing so, he establishes a remembrance of the event. From this, we can glean some very important points. One, that he will fulfill his promise. Two, there will be children in the future who will ask the question. And three, the memory endures. It is said that history is God's story, or his story. That being the case, then memory is our story. Dr. Jonathan Sacks shares this wonderful insight into memory. Without memory, there is no identity. Without identity, we are cast adrift in a sea of chance, without compass, map, or destination. On the eve of Messiah's arrest, sitting at the Passover with his disciples, remembering the events of Exodus chapter 12, he established a remembrance, the communion. And Paul, a generation later, would write to the Corinthian churches about this remembrance. It is a remembrance that he created memories for 2,000 years from, us remembering him every time we take this cup and take this bread. We must remember, friends, that our memories are moments frozen in time that can be thawed by the telling. They are beautiful and meaningful. They help us to create identity and help us to reach our destination. But we cannot allow ourselves to become so focused on the past that we miss the present. Memories are a collection of shared moments with people you love and cared for. In our towns, in our villages, in our homes, we have memories. And also in our congregations. Around every corner of the building that I'm standing in, there are memories. There are places of memories. There are places where memories will be made. But we must also allow for the moments in the present to become those memories in the future. Perhaps I've waxed a bit reminiscent in this message. But in the unfolding of time, we must move from memories to moments in order to create new memories. Our faith is built upon memory, and in that memory, we find the key to the future. But in between our past and our present is the present tense, this moment, when we share in faith Messiah, the living and risen Lord, with those around us. So let us live with faith, hope, and love in the present, remembering the past, as we move forward to what the Lord has planned in the future. Amen.